All right. We have a guest, a celebrity guest.
Where is he?
You're a celebrity.
You know this.
Rich Voss, ladies and gentlemen, is a huge celebrity. He's such a humongous celebrity that Wilpon Davis brings him a coffee. When was the last fucking time you got me a coffee? What kind of coffee is that, too?
I think it was last week.
That's not Starbucks.
I think it was last week. The
microphone's not on.
I think it was last week, and I got yours.
What kind of coffee is that?
I got yours.
Where'd
from
you
the
get
good
that
place.
From?
I got his from the shitty DMV place.
Yeah, yeah, yours is a shitty DMV coffee.
That's all right. It's fucking free. That's
I'm
all
satisfied
I
now.
Yeah.
As long as these fucking coffees are shitty DMV coffee.
I did buy his for him. So.
Huh?
I did buy his for him.
I bought you coffee.
Yeah,
I'll buy you one right now, motherfucker. You want one?
No, I'm good.
I told him if he gets me a coffee, I'll do a whole makeover for him.
Makeover of what? He's fucking shitty mohawk?
Everything.
You know how old
him.
This cocksucker is?
Oh, everything about
still
him.
Still trying to relate to the
this
kids,
is
man.
Not fair.
How old are you?
It's like when
this
he has
fair.
Meetings with Bam Margera. It's like, this, hey, whackity whack whack, Bam. I'm don't think I don't fucking know what's hip hop.
What are you about, 27?
You don't stop?
Is he about 27?
Will?
Yeah. He doesn't look that bad.
Yeah, he looks about 27.
To the second power. He's a fucking mess. This is kind of like a cool fucking studio, man. The
are you lying?
No, this is like if Broadway Danny Rose was in radio. This is. It
who's Danny Rose?
It was a movie, Broadway Danny Rose. It's a very.
Is it a timeless
reference.
Classic movie?
Yeah, pretty much. There's Woody Allen.
I don't like Woody Allen. He fucked his kid.
Huh? You don't know what the kid was wearing. You can't just.
No, he fucked her.
He didn't fuck the kid.
Well, if he didn't fuck her, then why did he marry her?
How old was she at the time?
He fucked his kid.
Oh, it was a stepkid.
Dude, he fucked his kid. Are you friends with Woody Allen?
I never met him in my fucking
he's
life.
He's a kid fucker.
That is creepy.
Fuck that
kids.
Guy. Sorry, fuck kids. That guy.
Okay, well, here's the deal.
Right. I'm not watching that movie, no matter how good it is.
There's a lot of movies I won't watch because I personally don't like the fucking person
right.
that made the
but
fucking
movie.
Right,
but did any of these people ever fuck a kid?
Because
that's where you draw the line.
Yeah, Scott, you're right.
You know what I mean? That's where I'm like, okay, dude, fuck you. I don't even believe you should be in movies anymore.
What if it's... Well, what about Roman Polanski? What's his
what did Roman Polanski do?
He fucked a 13-year-old. He fucked a 13-year-old. He's a famous film director. You know who
what
Roman
movie did he,
is.
What movie did he bring out?
He brought out a lot of fucking classics.
Name one.
Rosemary's Baby.
That was a good movie.
Okay.
Is that one with the devil baby?
I think so, but I hope that was Roman Polanski, because if it's not, then I'm a real fucking
I'm sure
idiot.
Tossin Wolf will be able to notify us in just a few seconds. Hang on a minute.
Yes, it was Roman Polanski. And turn his mic up.
Don't tell me what to do.
Does he look like fucking Frodo or something from Lord of the Rings? Do you live under a fucking bridge? Holy fuck.
You know, you just made his day because I think he actually bases his image off Frodo.
Yes, I tried going for the Hobbit look.
And you got it. You know what's crazy is he loves that movie.
Those fucking Hubble telescope eyes, holy shit, they're creepy. Look at them.
God damn, where are you from?
I'm from Jersey.
God damn, your accent's just like, he's just ready to fucking smack you over the head with a brick, isn't he?
He's right there, yeah.
Fucking Rich Voss is fucking, he's just bone thug fucking from the streets.
X-ray fucking vision eyes, holy fuck. Look at
you know, he's saying you got beady eyes. I think you got cuddly eyes.
Thank you.
Fucking Google eyes. Somebody
that's because
family,
he's fucking hard time guy. Look at him.
Somebody in his family fucking
sandpaper
owls.
Face. Look, he's got. Look at him. He's a fucking Jersey fireman. Look at his fucking shitty tattoos.
What are you kidding me?
Those are the real ones. Those are the ones you get.
Classic tattoo.
Yeah, it's off the wall, isn't it?
That's fucking.
I think I've seen that one. Yeah,
that's fucking old school. Don't
be fucking old school. Look at that. That's old school.
That's old school right there. That's a nice. So you got that fucking
yesterday.
Area no pigment skin where it fucking stands out
there. Oh, yeah, white power,
you got that
motherfucker.
Fucking,
yeah.
That glow-in-the-dark fucking
I'm half Fijian.
Okay. This
it doesn't
fucking,
make any sense at all. You got some, what, you got some tribal?
I got
some,
well,
some, can you stop
up.
Fucking flexing for me? Why
I'm
you keep flexing
to,
for me?
I
can see the picture. There's no need to like flex that. Your fucking muscle. Wait a minute. What have you got there? Next, what?
Never again.
Never again? What did you put? Is there a badge of that or a star?
I said Jewish star.
Are you a Jew?
Never again. You're
are you a
straight.
Jew?
You're damn straight I'm a Jew.
The fucking T-Wolf's a Jew. You disrespect each other?
Who, that little fucking flunky's
yeah,
a Jew?
Yeah, Frodo's a Jew.
Well, his father probably owns this building. That's why you're here. That's why he's working.
Nah, if he's father in the building, you might pay him.
He's a Jew? That's
yeah,
my fucking army.
Jew.
Look at that. That's my man. Army.
That's
fucking.
Your Jewish star.
Yeah.
Are you Italian
again.
As well?
No, not at all.
You're just
all
Jew?
Fucking Jew. All Jew.
You sound tough. I'm not trying to disrespect the Jewish community, but you sound tough.
Here's the fucking deal. I am, but I can't fucking breathe now for some reason.
Do you
reason
mind if I call you richvoss.com?
Yeah, go with the fuck.
Do you do that?
No, that's my website, bro.
Fuck you then. Oh, you do that?
Richvoss.com.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's on there?
Just bullshit, comedy bullshit.
You standing there saying funny shit?
There might be a couple funny things. I doubt it.
Have you ever hit anybody with anything on your website?
No.
People love it. People love it.
To hit somebody?
Yeah. No. Punch them in the face. I'm just saying, like, you know, I mean, somebody hanging out and you just hit them with something.
That's a good fucking idea.
I'm just putting it out there. I have a website where I hit people with shit all the time. People love it.
Hopefully I can do it with my balls.
Right. No, I do that. This guy you're talking shit on, Frodo over here, dipped his balls in one of my guests' coffee. Is that not a fucking powerhouse? This guy is a fucking champion.
He put his balls in the coffee?
Yes.
And the guests drank it?
Yes.
Would the guest be a comic from Jersey?
No. I wouldn't tell you that until you signed the waiver and left.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No, that coffee's clean.
Oh, shit.
That's got Will's fucking mohawk balls in there.
So last time,
does it taste like action sports?
It tastes fucking salty. Salty coffee.
It's probably Tony Hawk. Tony Hawk's knee pads.
Yeah. So last time I talked to you, you called into to ONA.
Yes.
That's the first time I ever talked to you. We're arguing a little bit. You were talking about some event you were doing.
Ellis Mania.
How'd it go?
It was great.
In Vegas,
Sold out the ballroom at the Hard Rock, and then Taint Stick the band sold out the Wasted Space, the nightclub. Everybody had a good time. Titties came out. Three people got electrocuted and were punching each other at the same time, blindfolded. Well, do you know who Tim Sylvia is? The UFC guy, heavyweight champ?
Yeah, I've seen him.
Yeah, he was in the ring, punching them randomly.
As they were getting electrocuted?
No, yeah, well, they were getting electrocuted, yeah. So everybody, there was 1,000 people all laughing at the same time. It's probably one of the most enjoyable moments of my life. Except I was sick, but I still beat my fighter up.
Did you, you fought too?
Yeah, I was the main event. Like I'm a team player.
You're like a fucking black belt and all that shit?
No, I just did, I box and I do jiu-jitsu and Muay Thai and...
All that extreme shit?
Is it extreme now?
I don't fucking know.
I want to be a cage fighter, but I'm too old and I'm not really... You know what I mean? I had one pro fight, but I'm not a real MMA fighter. I'm just like a fucking enthusiast that got a little gung-ho.
Uh-huh. I mean, when I did that shit, it was just Taekwondo or fucking
karate. Oh, complete vaginal, yeah. But you can mix Taekwondo now into it. You can do a fucking sidekick. You probably pay for it, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's not going to work now. And
no. MMA is very similar to the best way to beat somebody up on the street.
Yeah.
So you could actually use it. I'm actually going to do it on my website. Self-defense using MMA some Joe Blow dude's like, hey, man, your chick's got big tits. Yeah. And you're like, yeah, well, then look at your shoelace, and then you pull a fucking armbar on somebody. But in the future... Everyone's going to know a little bit of mixed martial arts. So when people fight now on the streets, drunk people, I guarantee there's rear naked chokes and arm bars going around everywhere.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of fucking, and they get extra fucking overzealous or whatever. They get just fucking.
That's why you need
bolder.
You need to be almost pro, Rich. You need to be almost pro. You need to train at least 4 days a week.
Uh-huh.
Just to be a common man. Just so that you can go to the store and grab yourself some fucking hotcakes for your family.
Or you don't put yourself in that position and you
you pussy out and back off.
Well,
I do that. No. I do that.
Well, here's the thing. At my
age... If your age, I'm sorry, Rich, I don't know how old are you.
I'm definitely 20 years older than you.
If you're arguing with me
on
the street in a car or whatever, I will punch you in the fucking head.
You should.
You look like a fucking tough guy. You look completely like you can take care of yourself and you might even be strapped.
I probably could if I could breathe. Right now I can't breathe, but I'm not, I can't fucking breathe.
Why?
I don't know. I even got an inhaler for the last couple of days. I can't fucking breathe good.
An inhaler?
No, I'm like, I didn't.
Okay,
off the street. I went to the black market.
You never know.
Hey,
you're from Jersey. You sound pretty hard to me, man.
I need some crack and inhaler.
Maybe one of the dudes on the docks just fucking flowed you for a bicycle or something.
I just fucking, my breathing's fucked up. I mean, I still worked out today. Listen, I don't do cardio. That's for people to care about the insides. But I just so my outside feels good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Are you married?
Yeah, fucking twice.
Well, I care about your outsides.
Huh?
Better blowjobs?
No, I'm on fucking stage on TV sometimes. I gotta look
good.
Yeah,
but so what? Comedians are supposed to be hideous.
Really?
Yes! The only good-looking comic is not even taken serious.
Who, Dane?
Yeah.
First of all...
I don't take him serious.
He's not a bad guy. We interviewed
him. I'm sure he's a lovely guy. I'm sure he's a really good guy.
Because
he's in Hollywood and everybody loves him, which means you can't be a cocksucker in Hollywood. Doesn't matter how much talent you've got. They'll fuck you off.
But wait.
So I know he's a nice guy. Okay. I'm just saying when he's stand up, I've heard one, and you know what? It's not a very professional opinion. I've only heard one DVD and I was like, dude, fuck off.
But that's your, see, here's the thing with stand up fucking comedy or like anything or music. That's your opinion.
You're exactly right.
Obviously there's fucking millions of people that like him. There's
girls like him because he's good looking. Isn't that funny?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You know what? When he's going to the fucking bank, when he's putting all that fucking money, they're going, they're not going to make me fucking laugh.
Yes.
They go, you know what I mean?
This is two different arguments we're having though, Rich Voss.
That's a good point right there.
Where I'm arguing about, is he a really good comic? Okay. I'm not arguing about, is he successful? He's a mastermind.
Well, where the argument started is you're saying comedians have to be fucking ugly.
I say it works.
Look how good looking Jim Norton is.
See? There you go. Perfect example.
Look how good-looking Patrice is.
I would never let Jim Norton stand behind me. That's how fucking ugly that dude is.
I told him
he is up to something, and I don't want to know what it is.
If he wasn't an entertainer, girls wouldn't piss on him. Well, I mean, he's...
No, I know.
He's, without a doubt, probably one of the hardest people to look at.
I don't know if I could have that. He's a little creepy looking, but holy shit. The hottest guy to look
he's
at.
He's the
ever.
Top three hardest people to look at.
Really?
It's him, a burn victim.
And the chick that the monkey bit her head off.
Bit her fucking head off.
Her and Jim Norton are neck.
She has a better body.
Yeah. She probably does. She's got tits. He didn't rip them off.
But we all started with.
Wow, we're a fan.
Fighting in the street. Okay.
Yeah.
But see, you're. Listen, obviously you're fucking ripped and you can handle yourself.
Nah.
But the last thing on your mind when you leave the house is you don't want to get in a fucking fight.
No, I think about it.
You do?
I have a huge knife in the side of my car. Just to show people if you want to fuck with me.
Well, you're fun. You guys fought on a daily basis, right?
When I was a kid?
Well, yeah.
No, I got beat up at school a lot. And then I was always skateboarding. I hated fighting.
But when you,
I got into it now for a sport. I don't like fighting at all. I don't like beating people up at all. Or getting beat up for that matter.
When was the last real fight you had?
A street fight?
Yeah.
I have no fucking idea. The last street fight that I was in. I can't remember, but I think it was obviously when I was still drinking. So I don't drink anymore. Because now you can't get me in a street fight. I think I got beaten up out the front of some bar in Texas, cause I was drunk and I think, the guy had a t-shirt on that was a skateboard t-shirt and it was the skateboard company that I was sponsored by. And, he said he was a rollerblader. I don't like rollerbladers. So, as he was walking off, I grabbed his shirt and ripped it off him.
Uh huh.
And then I just walked off.
In Texas?
Yeah, I just strolled off down the sidewalk with his shirt in my hand, his ripped shirt in my hand. And then, you know, he kicked me in the head. And then I fell over. And then I remember I went to get up. And when I went to get up, I fell over again. And I was like, oh, no. I don't know if the punch just rocked my brain or I'm so drunk I can't get up. So he punched me in the face a lot. And then I finally got up. And I think I smashed his head into the car and my head again. And then when I finally got up, security was there. So security was trying to stop me from getting that guy. And then I was like, all right, I won't do anything. And then I tried to do the NBA spin move on the security. Like I went this way and then I shaked him, but I was drunk. So I didn't get anywhere. So he got me and he sat on my head on the gravel and punched me in the head a couple of times. So the security car beat me up for trying to beat up the guy that beat me up.
That's hilarious.
So I didn't win at all.
So cut to a week later. Now you're rollerblading, right?
I've never actually, I'm rollerblading in a couple of days. I lost a bet.
Now, and you don't drink?
Nah.
You stopped?
Yeah.
Completely?
Yeah.
How long ago?
3 years or something.
That's good.
Yeah.
23 years.
23 years.
Yeah.
Right, because you're a comedian,
No
Rich.
Alcohol. No, because I was a crack addict.
You did? You smoked crack?
Yeah, I was a fucking freebase addict.
I smoked crack.
I was a crack addict.
Were?
Are you crazy? I got crack stories that'll fucking go on forever.
Unleash one! What the fuck are we dilly-dallying for? Let's go!
All right.
Crack story. Boom!
All right, here's a quick one. There's a comic. I'll tell you this. Here's a good one. There's a comic. I'm doing comedy like 3 years. I'm with another comic.
Yeah.
I've been doing it for like 10 or 7. So we're in Jersey, New York.
Yeah.
A comic comes up from another state, which I'll tell you all at the end.
Okay.
And we pick him up and we go to do a gig. like he's like the little whitest kid or whatever, and he's just very unfucking funny. And I'm unfunny too. I've only been doing it for 2 or 3 years. I stink.
Okay.
So we do the gig, and we got to drive him back to New York to drop him off. So we go, hold on, let us, we got to make a couple stops. And he's like, I got to get back. I go, hold on. So I go up to Spanish Harlem, and I cop crack. And there's dudes fucking out in the street. One guy's chasing another guy down the street with a knife. I'm not bullshitting. You know the scene.
It's going to.
This kid is fucking terrified.
Yeah.
He's terrified, you know. He's never even seen this kind of shit. More or less, it's his first time in New York, probably. So then we get that, and we're driving down, and I'm hitting the pipe, you know. And then we go down to the lower. He goes, drop me off. We go, we got one more stop. We go down to the Lower East Side, and my friend Frankie picks up fucking dope, some heroin, right?
Yeah.
You know,
wow.
On the it's Lower East Side. So now this kid's a fucking mess. Hmm. So now I'm driving, and Frankie's in the backseat banging fucking dope.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm all cracked up.
Yeah.
And the kid's like out of his mind.
He's just sitting there watching you.
And it was David Spade.
Yeah.
It was when he first came to New York.
And that's what he saw.
That's what he saw, me and him taking. And that's an easy story. I mean, I got the stories where fucking drug dealers burnt my mother's car, you know,
tore her car. You didn't pay him.
Because I didn't pay him.
So you did a lot of crack.
Oh, I did a lot of coke.
Is that why your fucking teeth are fake?
These aren't fake. These are temporaries. I'm getting implants.
Yeah.
I'm getting fucking $40,000 worth of work.
It's crazy implants. How much money it costs. Because I have to get one implant over here.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't save it. They did a bridge here, the gold ones.
Yeah.
And then I got an implant. He's like, yeah, that's fucking $10,000 or something. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, I'll call you. In a couple of years to get that implant. You have to get them all.
Wait, no, I'm getting 8 implants and 10 teeth.
Okay.
It's 40, 35, 40, and they're giving me a deal because I plug them on radio, the guys in New York.
So what you're saying, Rich Voss, is don't do crack.
No, what I'm saying is brush your teeth if you're going to do crack.
Oh, you can get away with it if you flossed and brushed?
My teeth were fucked up before I did crack. What are you kidding me?
They were?
I don't know. Crack doesn't fuck your teeth.
How many years did you do? Yes, it does.
It does?
Yeah, dude. You haven't seen the truck stop hookers, dude? They're very fucking toothless for a reason. It's not because they brush their teeth.
That was from the beginning.
You think they got all that in common?
I was smoking. I mean, I did drugs. Let's see. I probably started when I was 15.
Yeah.
Then I worked my way. You know, I did fucking everything. You know, acid, all that shit. Concerts and fucking
boring.
All that bullshit.
Yeah, I did that.
And then coke and which, you know.
Coke blew your nose out and then you freebased.
Well, coke didn't do it for me anymore.
Right.
And once
you had to move it up.
Once you freebase. You can't do coke anymore. You can't snort it because it's like reading a book backwards. You know, fucking dudes would go, hey, you want to get high, do some coke? And I'd see him snort. I go, what the fuck are you wasting? Don't fucking snort it, you big pussy. You know, when I'm on stage, I go, I quit getting high. And some guy in the back goes, oh, have a drink. Oh, what the fuck do you know about getting high? You have a couple beers?
Yeah.
Please, put a dick this close to your mouth to get high.
Right.
You know what I mean? Steal your mother's fucking stereo, her TV. Break into drug dealers' houses with fucking shotguns.
You're saying you almost blew a guy.
Yes, it came close.
When it got to your face, you said you couldn't do it.
You know what I'm saying.
No, I don't know what you're saying. Are you saying you almost sucked a dick or not?
No,
I didn't tell you right now, if you're saying that you were that into coke and the dick got that close to your face, I'm saying you blew him.
I'm saying it could bring you to that.
But it didn't.
Mentally. No, it didn't. But mentally, it could bring you to
that. How many years did you smoke crack?
Probably for... Well, I did. Probably 3 years.
Three years of just hardcore every day?
Well, as much
you can't
as you
really,
could.
Can you smoke crack, like, on you the weekends?
What? You smoke it when you have money.
Right.
If you're a true cracker.
Because I smoked crack a couple times, but it was never, yeah, I think I might have smoked crack 2 days in a row, and then I was like, whoo, that's crazy. Like, we gotta get out of here. Because fuck, man, I feel like I could do that all day. Yeah,
well, people think crack, it's free base, it's all the same thing. Yeah. It's another name, you know, it's free base crack. I can smoke it. We'd be in the car, and my friend had brand new sneakers. I go, you think really going home? Anything that wasn't nailed down, we'd sell.
Yeah.
You'd sell. You'd steal it. You sell it. You'd do whatever the fuck.
Did you do comedy for crack?
No, I was only doing comedy for like 2 or 3 years, and I stunk.
Did crack make you funny?
No, fuck no. It made me not show up.
Right.
You know? I mean, I would try to get, you know, I would get... do gigs, and back then, you know, I made, you know, you get $60 for a one-nighter, 60 bucks.
Yeah.
And then we go and...
Why comedy?
Why did I get into comedy?
Yeah.
I fucking loved it ever since I was a kid.
And why?
Because I guess it covered the fucking pain of life, you know? Fucking...
No, but that's... Not for money. Obviously, it wasn't for money, because unless you're stupid... Were you stupid?
Oh, yeah.
okay.
Well, no,
because I want to be a pro skateboarder, and when I think about it, that was like that wasn't a really good financial move. Like, how much money did I think I was going to get from that? But what were you thinking?
Well, I wasn't stupid. I was street smart, and I knew how to make. I used to.
Who told you about comedy?
I just grew up watching comedy, and I got to be a fucking comic someday
in Jersey.
Yeah, I grew up watching on TV as a kid.
Well, who would you see on TV when you were a kid?
Well, I was talking, Ed Sullivan. I'm way older. I mean, back
Yeah, but
in the
I
day,
know who, I never saw the show, but I know who Ed Sullivan is.
And then we lived in Pryor, and then just Comic Kennison.
And
whatever.
That was, and then you were like, after you heard that, you're like, I'm gonna be a fucking comedian.
Well,
start trying to tell jokes yourself and
well,
shit?
And also, too, my friends were all musicians. I had a lot of friends, and I had no talent, music talent. I got to fucking, you know.
Comedy's kind of like being a shitty rock star.
I got to get some pussy, too. They're getting laid, you know, fucking in bands and shit.
Funny
what
people get laid.
Yeah, well, that was my fucking goal.
Right.
That
tell
was
jokes
my goal.
To get
tell
pussy.
Tell jokes and get pussy.
Fuck the
mean,
money.
You know, you know, I started and I stunk and I still stink. 25
right.
years later, but what the fuck? I know
richfoss.com.
Right. I know how to stink the right way now, that's all.
Right.
Just fucking
you're a professional stinker.
But I knew how to make fucking money. I used to have businesses, fucking people. When I was 21, I had a painting business. I had 8 guys working for me.
Yeah.
But I'd set them up on the gig, on the job, and then I'd just go to the park and lay in the sun because I did coke and drinking all night long.
That's a life
but
right
I fucking used to make money, man. I used to make money, but I'd fuck it all up on drugs, that's all.
Are you performing in California?
One night we're here, we're making a documentary.
You're making a documentary?
My wife and I. She's a comic, too.
Who's that?
Bonnie McFarlane.
Bonnie McFarlane.
Blonde.
Is she hot?
When I met her.
Right.
No, she's all right.
Well,
yeah, she's good. Look, go to her website, you'll go. She's hot.
So you guys are going to documentary?
We're making one on female comics, if they're funny or not. Basically,
right.
We're on a quest.
Because there's only a couple, really.
We're trying to find
out. The documentary's going to prove us right or wrong.
We're going to.
What's the documentary called?
It's called,
It's your wife's idea, isn't it?
Huh?
It's all your wife's idea, isn't it?
Kind of. Well, she wrote a great article.
You got to do what you got to do, huh? I'm there. I talk about it all the time. Hey, man, you think I fucking want to know about who's in the fucking hills? You know what I mean? It's the same. You're doing a documentary. Let's pump your documentary up for the sake of, so you get a fucking amazing blowjob. I don't want you to make this out gay. What the fuck is your documentary all about and how can we fucking find out about it?
Well, here's the fucking deal. What it's about, we're on a quest to find, or my wife's on a quest to find out if women are really funny.
Yeah.
She wrote an article. If you read it, it's really satire.
It's probably hilarious as well, Rich.
No, I'm telling you, if you read it, if you know how to read
somebody can read
stuff,
it for me, though.
Tell your listeners to go.
T. Wolf, read it for me.
Bonnie McFarlane, Women Aren't Funny. Just read it.
Bonnie McFarlane, Women Aren't Funny.
And tell them the article.
Idiot.
And it's brilliant.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're not only just going, hey, are women funny interviewing? We're doing our lives my wife and I and a baby, we got a fucking I got a 19-year-old, a 17-year-old, and now I got a 2.5-year-old.
Right.
So we're fucking on the road and we're trying to put our lives, you know, weave it through her quest to find out if women are funny.
Mm.
And we're interviewing fucking people and we're putting in doctors and scientists and all that kind of shit.
Right.
And it's fucking funny though. It's not some empowered bullshit.
Is it a DVD or is it going to be in the theaters?
Well, we're going to try to go for theaters first.
Yeah. Try to get in the theaters.
Money, man.
Why don't you get a celebrity in it?
We got a lot of celebrities
who?
In it. I'm not going to tell you on the air now.
Why not?
Because why put it out now? We got some major fucking. I know a lot of people.
You do. I've heard of you. You're a comedian, very famous
fucking,
one. You're on Opie and Anthony.
Yeah,
you can't get on Opie and Anthony if you suck.
That's
he probably
good
can.
Point. Good point.
I don't think you can. There was that one Australian dude, Jim something.
He kills Jim Jeffries.
I'll kill him if I see him.
Why? You don't like him?
No, I'm just fucking with him.
He's fucking great.
Fuck that guy. I'm going to punch him in the face when I see him. See how fucking funny that is.
Yeah, but you know what? He's not. You can look at him.
I know. Saw it on YouTube. He's a bitch.
You wouldn't hit him.
But he's hilarious.
You'd feel like, I can't.
Let's get back to you guys' fucking documentary going to be in movie, because you're going to have famous people in it.
Yeah.
Now I get it. Because you're just going to be the one behind the scenes and you're the one that makes all the money.
I'm in the fucking movie.
Yeah, you're
too.
In it, but nobody knows. Who
asshole.
You are compared to fucking Jim Carrey.
Can we get him, you think?
Yeah, I bet you've got Jim Carrey in it.
I hope we do.
I bet you Adam Sandler's in it, too.
Let me tell you something.
And if what's his name, the story you told about smoking crack, what's his name?
Dave Spade.
If David Spade's not in it, I'm fucking headbutting that dude if I see him, because he owes you. Actually, he doesn't know you shit.
Yes, he does.
He can tell
him
that story.
I taught him.
What about if he told
him
that story?
That'd be a great story.
Documentary.
What does that have to do with women being funny?
Well, none of you are women. None of you are women in the car, and you're fucking stupid for doing it.
And women wouldn't have put him through that.
That's right. No, women would have. There's no woman right now in comedy that was doing heroin in the back while the other dude was crack driving with the fucking amateur in the passenger seat.
Because if they are,
only we would do that.
Yeah, you're right. Because if they were, those would be the comics I'd go see.
They'd be hilarious.
They'd be so fucking.
They would be fucking.
Some girl between jokes is going like that.
That would be a fucking
scratching and fucking. You know.
I'm into that. I'm into that.
So it's gonna fucking, you know.
You're gonna make it in theaters, and then you're gonna fucking have heaps of money.
I gotta get some money.
You're mad blowjobs somewhere.
It's fucking teeth, man. I gotta pay for my teeth.
Ah, that's a stupid amount of money. You should get gold ones. They last longer.
Huh?
Gold ones last longer.
Yeah, that's true.
Carbon fiber ones last longer, but it looks like you got black teeth. You can paint them.
You get implants. You get implants too. You don't have to fuck with them anymore. You don't have to brush
them. It's over.
You don't have to brush them. They're fucking.
You'll die before they fucking run out.
Yeah, they'll fucking be good, man. I'll be good to go.
But you should brush your teeth, kids. Seriously, because $40,000 ain't no fucking joke.
That's true.
What would you rather spend $40,000 on? Teeth or a fucking car?
Fucking, now you're doing a public, whatever they call
it. I always do public things.
What the fuck are those?
Nuts. You want one?
Oh, yeah, those look good.
They've got sugar on them.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
I'm a sugar addict. See, once
too.
You quit drinking.
That's what it is. Is that what it is?
I wake up in the middle of the night and have cookies and shit. I fucking love this.
Yeah.
Oh, this is some good. There you go.
I had garlic pizza last night. It wasn't that good.
Yeah, we just got
especially if you're from Jersey,
night.
You would know, Rich.
Pizza out here. You can't eat pizza here.
You can't eat pizza here. I know. I just ate it anyway.
We had pizza in New York the other night, the real thin.
I know.
It's fucking,
I know.
It was so good,
I've
man.
Been, one local guy one time took me.
Yeah.
It was amazing. I was like, what the fuck? We're fucked. This is fucked. Yeah, I'm going to California. But we've got water.
And you got healthy stuff. Like here, we went to
it's somebody's. Better. It's better. Over there, I would have to wear a lot of jackets.
Yeah.
It's cold today, but sometimes it's real sunny and the ocean there. It's a whole different story.
Yeah, you can't play
golf. You can't surf.
I play golf, I'm not sure.
I don't like golf.
Neither do I anymore.
I'm looking forward to arthritis only because of golf. I think I might just get high and play video games instead, though.
I don't do that.
Okay.
Scrabble.
Phone calls for Rich Voss, 866-YOKE-FACTION. Adam, you're on the fucking air.
What up, Ellis, mate?
Okay.
Hey, I got a crack story that Voss keeps telling Opie and Anthony about him wearing little short shorts.
Oh, I can tell that story, but I'll tell it. You'll fuck it up if you tell it. You want me to tell it?
All right. One more time, man. You tell her, Voss, too, but one more thing.
What?
Why don't you show Ellis some abs? Check out these abs, bitch.
You have abs? It's kind of weird.
What?
To show me your abs.
I always show my abs.
They're
really not even that good anymore. They're not that good. I'm losing it.
Yeah, you're not that impressive. You're kind of buff, though. How old are you?
52.
You're pretty buff.
For 52?
You're fucking hairy.
I know, I gotta shave.
You're pretty fit. I'll give you that.
Right.
It's creepy. I don't want to see a fucking naked man. Hello, Eric.
Yeah, I was going to tell you about his little homo story, but just so you know, Rich Voss is Opie and Anthony's fucking lapdog. The longer you talk to him, the smarter you will feel, because he is a dumb motherfucker.
I'm real dumb. First of all, how come you're calling in to talk about me? So obviously I'm a little smarter than you, because I've never called anywhere to talk about you, because you're a nothing. You have listen. What I've accomplished in life, you'll never get close to it. And what I do on Opie and Anthony,
dick. I've never sucked dick for fucking drugs.
Oh, really?
He almost sucked dick. He didn't really suck it.
Really, get with the program. All right, know the difference between radio and real life. You fucking fat slob. You're fat. And you're full. You're surrounded by cunts. You're fat and surrounded by cunts. I'm a Jew. You should hate me because we own you. We own you, and you're fat.
Shit.
Go into the room and look at that fatness that you married, and go, "Why is my life like this?" You have to hate yourself.
Why is it fucking while you're on the air, you dumb Ebe?
Oh, really? That's all you got? That's all you got? Really? You're really punch yourself in the face and throw yourself in front of a bus and do your family a favor because you're a failure. You're calling into radio shows. You're calling into radio shows. You got to be a complete failure. Walk to the mirror and go, "I'm a fat failure. I'm calling a radio show. I'm in the studio. I'm in the studio, fatso."
How did you know he was going to be on the show?
Because he's a zero.
Dude.
Good luck.
Go to the message boards and go, I'm a zero. No one likes
how
you.
Did you. How did you? Hey, do you listen to O&A and my show?
Oh, absolutely, Alex.
But how did you find out about this show? Because you were listening to O&A and I was on there?
No, I listen to O&A in the morning and I listen to you in the afternoon and I turn you on and they're that dumb fucking
Why don't you leave the house? You nothing. It doesn't matter. You're a truck driver?
Yeah, I own my own company, you fucking worthless cocksucker.
Oh, who's getting mad? You or I? Who's getting mad?
I'm not getting mad. Dude, I'm sitting behind the fucking the steering wheel on my own fucking fleet.
Oh, I have a truck. I own a truck. Wow.
I own a fleet of trucks, motherfucker.
Listen, you know that I own a truck. Oh.
Well, thanks for the call.
That's good. Listen, don't drop anything, okay? Don't break anything.
Thanks for the call, Jim.
All right, make the delivery,
thank you,
boy.
Thank you. Tell a story about your underwear or some shit. Bob Levy tells me that you have a picture of a cock in your wallet.
Is that what Bob said?
Yeah.
I got my cock in the wallet.
What do you mean?
My picture of my cock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
You never know when you're on stage and some girl goes, "Oh, you don't have a big cock." And I go, "Oh, yeah, we'll take a look."
That's funny.
You don't know.
Right? I don't hate that.
Why shouldn't you? And, you know, back in the day, you got me laid.
Why'd you wear fucking tight pants? What's going on?
What? First of all, this fucking, you know, they listen to O&A and they believe every fucking thing they hear. They're just,
they hear that you really smoke crack? Well, I'll tell you what, on my show, if I tell you something, I did it. Yeah. I don't lie at all about anything.
No,
I lie, but I mean, everything I say that's like drastic.
Yeah, it's true.
I did it.
But you sometimes exaggerate some stories for you.
Well, I never exaggerated that I sucked a cock. Well, sucked a cock. I wasn't exaggerating.
Okay, that's you. That's your own thing. Whatever you had to do, you had to do. Okay?
You didn't suck a cock. No, but you said on O&A that you sucked a cock.
No, I didn't say I sucked a cock on O&A. These fucking morons. Mm. All right, not that. This guy in the truck. I say these guys because he's big and fat. He's a truck, and there's nothing against truck drivers. They're what keep the country fucking moving. You know what I mean? But don't fucking call, say this and that, because you'll never accomplish what I've done in life. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Just the fact that I raised three fucking kids to be good kids is enough. But anyhow, that's besides the point. No, we used to go to fucking these drug dealers that were gay.
Mm.
They were fucking gay. And, you know, the one fucking, I'd go there with my friend Dirk and Kevin. They were good looking guys, and I was a fucking mess.
Mm.
Okay. And every time
you keep, putting yourself down when you have a six pack of 52. And apparently you have a photo of a big cock in your wallet.
It's semi-big. I got a good angle that day. It was a good angle.
So you chubbed it up for the photo, didn't you?
Well, I took a fucking Viagra.
That's cheating. But it should be the only way you take a photo of it. Don't tell me when girls show photos of their vagina that they don't fucking take several of them before they send it over.
You're right. You're not going to take one that's all fucking drippy with fucking white glue and shit. So here's the thing. So we're going to these dealers, and we'd go every week. And the young gay guy, Dickie, there was two.
His name was Dickie?
The gay guy, it was Doug and Dickie. Every week we'd invite one of my friends up to the room and say, "Hey, come here, I gotta, you know, whatever, show you something." Give him a bunch of coke. Go, "Can I suck your dick?" And supposedly they said no.
Yeah.
So, I fucking, every week was going there, I'm getting a complex that he's not asking me to go to his room. Because I want free fucking coke too, you know what I mean? I mean, not the couple lines you get downstairs. I want the fucking main.
He's giving you a big bag for a blowjob.
I want the fucking, you know.
Yeah.
You know. So one time we went there, and I go, "Well, fuck it." And I had my basketball shorts at home, and I put them on. They were real short. I figured if I wore those, he would fucking go, "Hey.
Your dick is visible."
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Let's go upstairs.
Yeah. You have underwear on?
Short shorts. I don't think so, no.
And they said on that particular day, you should go upstairs.
No, I thought if I wore them like this, he'd invite me upstairs.
Oh, okay.
He'd go, "Hey, you want to come up?"
He didn't.
No, of course he didn't. He didn't like me.
That's weird.
I know, isn't it weird? You know, I'm fucking.
But I guess if you've got a lot of coke, you can be choosy with your cock.
Yeah, and supposedly my friends would go up there all the time and get more coke. You know, we drive.
And they
home.
Never blew. And he never. But they did.
How do I know?
No, they did.
How do I know?
No, they did.
So this guy. So I told the story, and all of a sudden,
Why would they get to go up there again?
That's a good point. Well, but then again, that's not true, too, because there's girls that won't fuck you on the first date, but you'll try one or, you know, two or three times.
No, you won't give them free coke. I'll give you free coke one time, but not if you want, no.
Yeah, that's
not
true. Well, the girls come.
If I'm trying to go out with you, it's a little bit different. If I give you some coke and you don't give me a fucking blowjob, you're done. Well, you know how drug dealers roll.
Yeah, well, I wasn't giving girls free fucking coke anyhow.
Like, no.
You know, especially when I was smoking it.
That's an interesting story. Yeah, you're a funny guy.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I'm
their lackey.
Boogie.
All right, go ahead.
What
this
up,
guy
Craig?
Really got on my
what
fucking
up?
Nerves.
Yeah, what up, boss?
You know, I don't want to see a photo of your cough, by the way.
Oh, I'm not going to show it to you.
I was like, why you reached in your pocket?
I went to get gum out.
Okay, good.
Nicorette gum.
Rich, please explain to Ellis how you bought your car off of eBay.
I didn't buy it. I was going to buy the car.
You saw it.
What's wrong with buying your car off eBay?
No, well, here's
you
the story.
You got to hear the story, Ellis. I'm gone.
Okay.
Here's the story. I was going to... I don't know why. I was looking at cars on eBay, and there was a Rolls Royce for like $20,000+.
It's cheap.
And it was fucking on the picture. It looked fucking beautiful.
Yeah, it's too good to be true.
Beautiful. So I was working doing a club in Florida where the car was.
Were you doing coke then?
No. This is, okay. You know, this is 5 years ago.
Okay.
Because I was with my wife, who was my girlfriend.
Right.
So the car, it was amazing looking. I'm going for 20-something thousand. I didn't have a clue what it would cost to fit, whatever. So I go, I'm going to Florida anyhow. So I go, okay, I'll come look at the car. You know, and I even sent $1,000 deposit, which, so we go to meet the guy for the car. I get the money back. Don't worry. I go to see the guy for the car.
Yeah.
And we get in the car and obviously it's not what the picture.
Yeah.
And there's a smell like it was in a flood. You know, the smell of a car in a fucking flood. I go, this car was in a flood. It stinks. He goes, no. And he opens the trunk and he had a big fucking thing of kielbasa's and sauerkraut. Like, he goes, oh, no, that's kielbasa and sauerkraut. He just threw that in the trunk, thinking I would think the smell of a fucking flood was kielbasa and sauerkraut. And he put all, you know, like, all,
oh,
like
yeah.
He was delivering it or something.
Oh.
He goes, no, that smells kielbasa or sauerkraut. I go, go fuck yourself. This car was in a flood.
Yeah.
I want my money back.
Yeah.
And I just got my money back. I never bought the car. But if the fucking car looked the way it looked on the internet, and it was like $24,000.
Couldn't you wash that out?
What, the smell of a flood?
Yeah.
No, once a car's flooded, that fucking smell is there, the smell of mold or whatever.
You can't dry it out? You couldn't take it all apart?
I don't know, but I'm not
20 grand's pretty cheap for a Rolls Royce.
Yeah, but then if it was in a flood, then you know other things are wrong with it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? If it looked the way it looked on the internet, I would have bought it right
Why
there.
Would you want a Rolls Royce?
It was fucking pretty. I wanted to, because I thought I deserved something. Obviously, I'm not getting one for $200,000.
Yeah.
You know, and I just want to give the appearance like I'm doing well. So if you pull up in a nice-looking Rolls Royce, they don't fucking know you paid $24,000.
We got two more phone calls. This guy, Josh, girls with bad vaginas. Someone wants to talk about bad vaginas. Want to talk about bad vaginas?
What's a bad vagina?
Yeah, that's a good point. Oh, yeah, it depends. Hello. Josh.
Yo.
Yes.
Dragon, mate.
Yeah. What's up, man?
Not too much. I want to talk to you about bad fucking vagina.
Okay.
What happened?
Bad fucking vagina. What do you consider a bad vagina? A vagina to me, a bad fucking vagina, is a vagina that has lips that hang down, and there's fucking lips that are coming out inside of that. Now, I'm fucking bitter. I'm Canadian. I'm drunk. It's 1:30. That's how I fucking roll. I'm smoking a cigar. That's what I do. But I'm fucking bitter, and I want to talk about this with you, because I've dated girls with bad fucking vaginas, and this last one, she had fucking lips with lips inside them, and I stayed with her for 2 years. She didn't fucking put out, but you know what she did do, Ellis? And I know you're going to love this.
Mm.
Whenever she got fucking pissed off, she would take my dick and shove it right up her fucking ass, and I would fuck her ruthlessly hard. Now, what I'm wondering, mate, is what the fuck do you consider a bad vagina, and would you fucking chick with a bad vagina if she was willing to do anal whenever you fucking got pissed off at her?
Do you have a job, dude?
Yes.
Dude, I absolutely have a job, but I work 7 to 7.
What job is it?
I work out at a fucking mine. I'm Canadian. I just switched.
You're a miner.
I'm a miner. I'm a miner, too, buddy, but yeah, that's what I do. I'm a miner.
What part of Canada are you from?
I'm from the fucking West Coast, buddy. I smoke dope like it's going out of style, and I drink like crazy. I love
Red Dragons.
My fucking wife's from Alberta.
Yeah.
Cold Lake.
Yeah,
way
buddy.
The fuck up there. 4 hours.
I own Alberta.
Edmonton. Huh?
I own Alberta.
That's
Alberta.
It. It's a fucking oil. Those fucking.
I own the
money.
Oil in Alberta and Saskatchewan.
You love Canadian hookers
that's,
or what?
That's what she's up
to. I love Canadian hookers, yeah.
Of course you do, buddy. It's because they're cheap, and you can get $10 for every single one of yours down there.
Right.
Right.
And it's legal. I don't know about bad vagina. Yeah. I mean, he's pretty much taken care of that by himself. That was a little bit right there. It was a little bit of a stand-up by the Canadian.
Maybe he's just drawn to it.
I'm not a stand-up. I'm just pissed, and I was wondering about it. What the hell can I say?
Right. Well, what can I say back to you? This the vagina that is bad is a vagina that maybe Smells really bad, but you can still fuck her underwater. So there's always a way.
I agree with you. You can fuck her underwater. You can put a nose spit on. You can go down on her. I don't give a shit about the smell. I'm going to be honest with you, man. But if it looks good and it smells bad, I'll fuck it. But if it looks bad, that's a whole story in itself. Like, what do you do?
There's a vagina right now driving a truck. He owns a fleet of them.
A vagina driving a truck.
All right. Thanks for the call, dude. Oh, man. I'll give you one more. There's one more phone call. Jesus Christ, that was horrific.
And they plan them, though. That's the problem.
I think it's Yucco.
Oh, that fucked up
Yucco
clown?
The clown?
Oh, that... Hey, what's up, Alice, mate? How you doing?
Is that Yucco the clown?
Wait, is it really Yucco?
Yeah. Well, how you doing, you rat-faced, untalented bastard? How you doing today?
Why would you call Mr. Ellis that?
Because I was on Howard Stern. I got mentioned on the Stern show today. So
did
maybe
really?
Yucco found out, like, we heard that, and then maybe he went and figured out they were on 28 or some shit like that.
Unbelievable that this fucking clown fucked this.
Sorry for Yucco.
You're a failure as a clown. How
Why
does that
is he
happen?
A failure as a clown?
Because he can't even get clown gigs.
He can't get gigs?
He can't get kid gigs because he's a creep.
Well, he
clown.
Can't get kid gigs. He's offensive.
Yeah, he's offensive. And how many clubs are going, hey, Yucco the clown headlining this weekend?
Yeah.
You got to be really. Really
you guys are all comedy buddies, huh? You guys all know each other?
I've never met Yucco.
You've never met Yucco?
No, I did fucking Levy's Miserable Men show one night, and this fucking Zero calls in trying to attack me, and I fucking destroyed this Zero.
Yucco, is that what you're calling to do right now?
Shut up. If we get to tapes, I destroyed you.
Yucco.
You're a clown, not even a jester.
Why
you're
are you so clown. Friendly, Yucco? Like, fucking unleash yourself. I've heard you before.
Listen to this fucking guy already.
That's
hey, you were great on fucking Last Comic Standing with fucking ironing your shirts. That was hilarious.
Really? That was 7 years ago. Let it go. When have you been on TV, you fucking jerk? What do you do? Call Let's Make Balloon Animals with Yucco the Clown?
Hey, you ever heard of MTV? I had a show on there.
Oh, really?
You had a show on MTV?
Yeah. What was your show?
What year was that?
It was called Daddy's Failure.
Did you really have a show on MTV?
In 2005, 8 episodes.
What was it called?
What was it called?
Stinkervision, for God's
sake. Who?
Stinkervision.
Was it you were the host?
Spinvision?
Stinkervision.
Spankervision was on MTV?
Yeah.
Hey.
It was right on before Wild Boys and all that shit.
Before Wild Boys? Hey, fucking T-Wolf, find out if fucking Krusty over here is full of shit.
And were you the host of this show?
No, it was a sketch comedy show. And you'll never be on.
Oh, thank God. Were you part of it? You came out as a clown in sketches? Is that what you did?
No, I would interview people on the street. It was clown on the street interviews, you know, and bust balls.
Have you ever done any comedy not as a clown?
Yeah, I do it all the time.
Where?
What do you do? You just go out as you, as someone else?
And yeah, I go out with Levy and Beetlejuice and all the killers of comedy and that shit.
And you go out not as a clown?
No, I never go out without the costume.
That's what I'm saying. It's a real show?
So you had to have your clown.
No, but I'm saying, have you ever gone out and done comedy not as the clown?
That's how I started out, yeah.
And it didn't work out. And then when you turn into a clown, that's when it worked out.
I wanted to talk about niggers and shit like that and people not take it too seriously. So I said, I'll dress up like a fucking clown, you know?
That is a good idea. That's a brilliant idea. Right.
Have you ever done that up at maybe the Apollo or the Bronx at BBQs? I mean,
Is that where you've done stand-up?
Huh?
Or is that where you've done stand-up?
I've done stand-up everywhere. I've done everything from fucking Def Jam to The View, okay?
Right.
These fucking guys, these young kids, these clown comics, okay? He's gonna compare his fucking MTV sketch 8-week show to my career. Now, I have nothing against a good clown comic.
Yeah.
You know, every now and then the kids want to see something, have a laugh.
Yep.
You know what I mean? But he's sitting here going, I can say this and that. Well, do it in a place that's really fucking challenging. I can go into a club and go nigger without a clown outfit on.
You
can? Yeah, I fucking, the other night I did it in a joke and it killed.
Right.
And it killed. Okay? So I don't need a fucking red nose, okay, to say whatever I need to say. Kill yourself.
Do that. Thanks for the advice. Thanks for the career advice,
Vosh. Hey, Yucco, have you ever thought of doing comedy on TV where you get hurt?
Where I get hurt?
Yeah.
No.
Because, I feel like that would work. I mean, I feel like your idea of what you're doing is good, but you've run out. Have you ever thought of, like, maybe I could put you on my internet TV show, and we'll just beat the shit out of you? And that would be hilarious. Like, how hard up are you for money? Because I'll pay you.
Well, he's opening for Levy, so he's obviously...
He's opening for Levy? I'm not going to talk shit on that. I did that. But actually, yeah, I will talk shit on that because I'm not a comedian.
Hey, Yucko, have I ever met you without your fucking costume on?
Yes, you have.
Where? Caroline's?
Yep.
Okay. Here's the deal. And this is the real deal. You
want to
become famous?
Yeah.
Go to a fucking black club with your outfit and talk major shit like you do.
Yeah.
You might have to get pummeled a little.
Yeah.
But you'll get more hits on YouTube than you can imagine.
No, I think Yucko's given up a little bit because I always hear him from time to time. He always sounds sad. He always sounds, and he never, because he's
not,
so, you're so angry sometimes, but it's like if there's a fight, you immediately back down. Like I can tell in the tone of your voice, you're just like a friendly guy right now. I don't know why you wouldn't be like, just, why doesn't everybody go fuck themselves? But if you really are that down because your career isn't doing that well, it is time to pull out all the stops. And Rich Voss has a point. If you went to a black club and really insulted everybody and somebody beat you up and you got it on video, you could make some money out of that. And you could come down to California and go on Ellis Mania and, how much do you weigh?
Like 150, 60, something like that.
I've got a guy. Suits? If you wear your clown suit, I'll put you in Ellis Mania and you can fight somebody. We'll put boxing gloves on, and you can fight somebody.
That would be fun. See, that's
you know what I mean. That's
turn him around.
And then you can be a part of Ellis Mania, and then you can be Ellis Mania is going to be like two or three of them a year, and then you can be a part. You can go on the road, and people can go around beating you up. It's boxing gloves. It's not that bad. You won't get knocked out.
How many firehouses? Hey,
do you really want money? Do you really want to be famous? You know what I mean? Like, I'm giving you an opportunity to, like, I'm about to fucking take off. Do you want a piece of the action? All you can do is take some hits. Fucking Tussenwolf over here is a complete blabbering moron. As I speak, I'm looking through the green room and he's fucking staring at the wall. Fucking doing nothing. You never fucking work anymore. Oh yeah, who me? You just said who me. You're not paying attention to anything. I gave that fucking dude a job. Fucking mindless little cock. You don't fucking work ever. What are you doing? You're on my Twitter right now? Are ya? Is there any fucking updates on my Twitter? You haven't got a shit of a thing on there, have ya? You fucking stare at the wall. I just saw you looking at it. I gave this cocksucker a job, and now he's famous. He got it, but he took some pain. He got a big tattoo of a Wolf Knife laser torch on his ribs. It takes pain to fucking be good. And you're a pussy, and you're not taking any pain. And you sound like you're a broken man. Fucking snap out of it, you homo. Come to Ellis Mania and fight.
All right.
Oh, okay then.
That was great.
Sorry, I didn't know he was going to go that easy. Oh, well then good, Yucko. Fucking email tully@radiofaction.com and we'll line you up for Ellis Mania 5.
I think he should have a fight against a black clown. You find a black clown.
Should find a black guy.
You have him, you know, maybe they each do a few minutes in front
of stereotyping.
Yeah,
and then they fight.
Him and a black clown throw down.
I'm in.
Put me in the ring with Voss and I'll knock $40,000 worth of his teeth out.
No, I promise that won't happen. I don't even know what you look like. But at your weight, I guarantee that won't happen. Okay?
Yeah, my money's on Voss.
What we're saying is we're trying to help you,
Jersey.
I don't need fucking help. You know it as well as I know it. I don't need help. You need help.
Yeah, and I'm offering it to you.
You're going
to
fight a black clown.
Well, maybe not a black clown. Maybe you can fight Raw Dog. We'll find you somebody. Maybe we'll find you a chick. I've got to get a look at you, see how fucking useless you are first, all right?
Exactly.
All right.
Now go clean. Go clean Levy's balls and shut up. He is. He's broken. You could hear the brokenness in his voice.
I've always heard the brokenness in his voice. It hasn't been just now. I know things have got tough for those guys for certain reasons. It's the fucking quick and the dead, man. When shit gets tough, if you don't fucking make moves, it's your fucking fault. Everybody gets left in the shit. Everybody gets fucked over. You gotta fucking make a move.
You gotta do it.
If he wants to make a move, that's what I do. Dude, at one point, I was like, before this show started to take off, I was trying to get a TV show. My skateboard career was fucking washing up real fast. And there was like jackass dudes that were making it famous. And those dudes were from skateboarding. And I was like, fuck, man, I'm funnier than those guys. They thought of Jackass. So, I was like, fuck, man, I want to be a part of Jackass. If they had called me, I would have been like, yeah, I'll do a fucking backflip on a dirt bike with a pair of undies on. Like, whatever. Go to hospital all day to get a shot. Like, that's hospital, man. That's like maybe dying earlier and, not talking properly for the last 20 years of your life. I was ready to put that on the line to get my fucking money.
You gotta
what you've gotta do.
You gotta get out there. Listen, no one, We're making a documentary. We're putting out a lot of money to make fucking money.
Big risk.
We're putting out a lot of fucking money.
Comedy's not that hot right now.
It's a big fuck. I've been doing this for 25 fucking years,
yeah.
Okay?
It's your whole life.
You know,
not to mention how your wife's going to treat you if it doesn't sell.
I don't give a fuck. Hopefully, well, whatever. What I'm saying is...
You give a fuck.
Listen to me. Please. I'm fucking...
If you didn't give a fuck what your wife thinks, why the fuck would you do so many crunches a day?
Why?
Yeah.
Because I want to fucking look good. I don't want to be a fat fuck like everybody else.
No, you want to look good, but you don't want to live a long time. You just want to look good.
I want to I want to live as long as I can.
Right, so you do try to take care of your insides.
Yeah, I don't eat red meat. I don't fucking smoke. I don't drink. I don't do nothing.
You
drink,
you chew a Nicorette?
Yeah, I quit smoking 3 years ago. Three and a half years
ago. And you have to chew that gum all the time?
I don't have to. I like it.
Oh.
I got to have something. What the fuck?
Oh, you do have to have something. I agree.
That's my gum, you know? But Yucko, he calls in, he's going to... You know, they start off all, and then it's easy. You just beat, how can a clown attack anybody? If you're dressed up as a clown.
I'll tell you how, with some boxing gloves on at Ellis Mania 5.
I think so.
I'll watch the shit out of
him. I like him fighting a black clown. I want it racial.
Right.
I want it racial.
I don't have a problem with that.
Cause you can see two white clowns fighting
as long as the black clown wins. Cause I'm not gonna have a black clown beat up by a racist white clown at Ellis Mania.
You know what? How racist is he?
That's just how I roll.
It's easy to be racist behind the fucking makeup. How racist is he?
I don't care. I just can't have that happen. I don't want people cheering as a black man goes down by a white racist clown. Not an Ellis Mania. I know I'm very pale looking and I'm covered in tattoos, but I'm a huge fan of the African Americans.
Oh, so am I.
I like Italians. I like midgets. I like everybody. I want to fuck every one of them. But I'm married. But if I wasn't married, I would love. You know what I mean? If I was like super famous, like I'm gonna be. I would have like a fleet, like a train of like It's a Small World, but adults of every race. I would fuck all of them.
Right now, that guy's backing his truck up to the docks.
Who? The dock guy?
And he's got his clipboard. Hey, he's marking off, all right, 40 crates of oranges I have to pick up and drive to another destination.
What do you have to do today?
Fuck your fat self in the face, fatso. Okay.
RichVoss.com, ladies and gentlemen. Check out the documentary. When's it coming out? You don't even know.
Yeah,
when are you going to be funny? Where are you being funny?
Well, Saturday night we're at the Laugh Factory.
Right.
That's the only.
Is that in L.A.?
Yeah.
I know that place. I'm going to Vegas.
Saturday night. You going to Vegas this week?
Yep.
I was there 3 weeks ago.
I almost went to the UFC, but I can't do the red eye because I got to do radio. Fuck.
You can get to Vegas.
UFC called me and I've got a kid. I've got a wife.
Oh,
she
yeah?
didn't want to do the red eye.
Oh.
If I was solo, red eye, no problem. Fucking watch the fight. UFC called me and said your tickets are available, and I was like, fuck, I can't go. But it's not so bad. I'm going to Hart and Huntington tattoo shop in Vegas, and they're just going to tattoo me for fucking 2 days.
I got to get
my wife's
going to
blow me.
Really? You're going to get some new tattoos?
And blowjobs.
I'm going to get
some new six.
Ones.
You do need new ones.
Yeah, I do.
Go to Vegas and call me first, and I'll make sure that you don't get completely ripped off.
All right. I mean, these aren't fucking... First of all, these are nice ones right here.
Oh, they're fucking terrible, Rich.
Are you crazy?
No, I'm pretty yes, I am crazy, but those are some of the worst. That looks like a fucking blob. I don't know if you got them done in the 40s or something, but those things are fucking... I mean, yeah, great. They're traditional. They're fucked. They're shitty. They're hardcore. They're tough. It gives me an image of a tough guy.
What I hope...
You're asking me the caliber of tattoo?
No, it's because they're getting old or fading.
Yeah, but they were terrible tattooists. It's just shitty tattoo.
Which one?
Tattoos now are amazing. Yes, all of them. All of them are terrible.
You're crazy.
I am, but that is like, wow, it's so bad, it's amazing. The flower, I mean, that's incredible. you gotta be kidding me.
Alright, fuck it. What I'm saying is...
Go to Hart and Huntington in Vegas and you'll get a tattoo and be like, you'll be like, fuck man,
well,
that looks like, look at this
darker.
Shit.
Let me
look
see.
At this shit.
Yeah, because it's your fucking
it's
skin.
It's not because I'm fucking pale. Like,
oh,
look
that's
at
nice.
The, yeah, like,
yeah,
look what
nice.
They do now.
Yeah, it's a nice fucking
piece.
Yeah,
but look at yours. It's a blob. Look at that, though.
No, this ain't a fucking blob. This tells a story.
I understand the story. I get it. Hey, I've got bad tattoos that tell a story, too. I love those tattoos. Level of tattooing. Who was the tattoo artist? Do you remember
him? That did this?
Yeah.
That was Ed Hart. No,
yeah.
I'm only kidding. I don't
know. You
don't know,
because he's nobody. Just some shit can.
No, this was the guy in Jersey.
Yeah, right.
Fucking,
the guy in Jersey. Joe's Pizza
I had one of them done in L.A., too.
When? What year?
I don't know. He had the
terrible.
He had the pin and
it's
he was
terrible.
Sticking me like this. you know, he would
if it was in jail, it'd be a great tattoo.
Yeah.
All right, Rich Voss, after this, I think we're going to talk about... What are we doing, T-Wolf? I love waiting for T-Wolf. So amusing to me. Ding, ding, ding. We need an elevator sound. What are you going to be doing?
I think we're going to talk about a terrifying story about a 100-year-old pedophile.
Ugh.
Why?
Why?
Oh, God, okay.